This is the Sakar Murli of the 12th of September 2025. Essence, sweet children, everything in your study depends on yoga. It is by having yoga that you souls become pure and you are liberated from your sins. Question: some children belong to the father and then let go of his hand. What is the reason for this? Answer: some children divorce the father and let go of his hand even after belonging to him for 8 to 10 years. This is because they do not fully recognize the father and don't have faithful intellects. Their status is destroyed. When children have criminal eyes, there are bad omens of Maya and their stage fluctuates and they then stop studying. Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to the spiritual children. You now understand that all of you are the spiritual children of the unlimited father. You call us Babdara. Just as you are spiritual children, so this one Brahma is also a spiritual child of Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba definitely needs a chariot. Therefore, just as you souls have received organs in order to act, similarly, Shiv Baba has taken this chariot. This is the field of action where actions are to be performed. That is the home where souls reside. You souls know that your home is the land of peace where no play is performed. There are no lights, etc. there. Souls just reside there. They come here to play their parts. It is in your intellects that this is an unlimited drama. You children know, number-wise, according to the efforts you make, about all the acts that the actors perform from the beginning through the middle until the end. It is not a sage or holy man, etc., here explaining to you. You children are sitting here with the unlimited father. We now have to return home. Souls definitely have to become pure. It isn't that the bodies will also become pure here, no. It is souls that become pure. The bodies will only be pure when the five elements have become Seto Pradhan. You souls are now making effort to become pure. There, both the souls and the bodies are pure. It cannot be like that here. When you souls become pure, you will leave your old bodies. Then new bodies will be created out of the new elements. Each of you knows whether you, a soul, remember the unlimited father or not. Each of you has to ask yourself this question. Everything in this study depends on yoga. This study is very easy. You understand how the cycle turns. The main thing is the pilgrimage of remembrance, which is internal and incognito. It is not possible to see it. Baba cannot say whether someone has a lot or a little remembrance. Yes, for this knowledge, you can say that someone is very clever in that subject. Nothing about remembrance is visible. Knowledge is spoken with the mouth. Remembrance is the mantra that is constantly chanted. The word chant belongs to the path of devotion. To chant means to chant the name of someone. Here, you souls have to remember your father. You know that by continuing to remember your father and by continuing to become pure, you will reach the land of liberation and peace. It isn't that you will be liberated from the drama. Liberation means to be liberated from sorrow. You will go to the land of peace and then go to that land of happiness. Those who become pure experience happiness, and impure human beings serve them. There is praise of those who are pure. It is this that takes effort. The eyes deceive you a great deal, and you fall. Everyone has to fluctuate. Everyone experiences bad omens. Although Baba says that children can also explain, he also says mother gurus are required because there is a system nowadays of mother gurus. Previously, it used to be fathers. Now it is the mothers who are first given the urn. The majority are mothers. Kumaris tie rakis for purity. God says lust is the greatest enemy. Conquer it. Raksha Bandhan is the festival of purity. Those people have rakis tied, but they don't become pure. All of those rakis are artificial. None of them makes you pure. You need this knowledge for that. You now tie rakis on them. You also explain the meaning of it and have them make a promise. The Sikhs wear a steel bangle as their symbol, but they don't become pure either. The purifier of the impure and the bestower of salvation for all is only the one. He is not a bodily being. The water of the Ganges is visible with these eyes. The Father, who is the bestower of salvation, cannot be seen with these eyes. No one can see what a soul is. It is said that there is a soul in each body. But has anyone seen one? They say no. Everything that has a name is definitely visible. The soul too has a name. It is said that a wonderful star shines in the center of the forehead. However, it is not visible. They remember the Supreme Soul, but he is not visible. Lakshmi and Narayan can be seen with these eyes. Although people worship Alingam, that is not accurate. Although they can see that, they don't know who the Supreme Soul is. No one can know this. Souls are very tiny points. They are not visible. Neither is a soul visible, nor is the Supreme Soul visible, but they can be understood. You now understand that your Baba has entered this one. This soul has his own body, and then the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, says, I am present in this one's chariot. This is why you call us Bab Dada. You can see Dada with your eyes, but you can't see the Father. You know that Baba is the ocean of knowledge and that he is giving you this knowledge through this body. He is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. How else could the incorporeal one show you the path? Nothing happens through inspiration. No one knows that God comes. People also celebrate the birthday of Shiva. Therefore, he must definitely have come here. You know that he is now teaching you. Baba enters this one and teaches you. Because of not fully recognizing the Father and not having faithful intellects, some divorce the Father even after 8 to 10 years. Maya completely blinds them. When you leave the Father after belonging to him, your status is destroyed. You children have now received the Father's introduction. Therefore, you have to give it to others. Rishis and Munis have been saying, neti neti, neither this nor that. Previously, you didn't know it either. You now say that you know everything about him, and so you have become theists. You also know how the world cycle turns. As well as the whole world, you too were atheists before you studied this. Now that the Father has explained to you, you say that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has explained to you and made you into theists. We didn't know the Creator or the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. The Father is the Creator. He comes at the confluence age to establish the new world and destroy the old world. There is this Mahabharat war for the destruction of the old world, and for which they believe Sri Krishna existed at that time. You now understand that it was the incorporeal Father who came. He cannot be seen. There are pictures of Sri Krishna. He can be seen. Shiva cannot be seen. Sri Krishna was a prince of the Golden Age. He cannot have those same features again. No one knows how or when Sri Krishna came. They show Sri Krishna in the jail of Kans, the devil. Did Kans exist in the Golden Age? How could that be possible? Kans is a devil. At this time, the whole world is the community of devils. They continue to kill one another. They have forgotten that there used to be the divine world. God established the divine world of God. This is in your intellects, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. At present, you are God's family, and you will then become the deity family there. At this time, God is making you worthy of becoming the deities of heaven. The Father is teaching you. No one knows this confluence age. None of the scriptures mention this most elevated confluence age. The most elevated confluence age means the time when people become elevated beings. The Golden Age is called the most elevated age. Human beings are not elevated at this time. They are called degraded, tamo pradhan. No one except you Brahmins can understand these things. The Father says, this is a corrupt world of devils. There won't be this type of atmosphere in the Golden Age. That was the elevated world. Their pictures do exist. Truly, they were the masters of the elevated world. Those kings of Bharat who existed are worshipped. They were pure and worthy of worship, but have now become worshippers. Worshippers are on the path of devotion, whereas worthy of worship ones are on the path of this knowledge. You now understand how those who are worthy of worship become worshippers, and how those who are worshippers become worthy of worship. There cannot be a single worthy of worship person in this world. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and the deities can be worthy of worship. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is worthy of being worshipped by everyone. Those of all religions worship him. The birth of such a father is remembered here. There is the birthday of Shiva, but people don't know that he takes birth in Bharat. Nowadays, they don't even have a holiday for the birthday of Shiva. Whether or not you celebrate this birthday is up to you, but it is not an official holiday. Those who don't believe in Shiv Jayanti go to work. There are many religions. Such things do not exist in the Golden Age. There isn't this type of atmosphere there. The Golden Age is a new world where there is only the one religion. There they are not aware that the Moon Dynasty kingdom will follow them. Here you know that so-and-so existed in the past and that you will be in the Golden Age. What past will you remember there? For the Golden Age, the past is the Iron Age. What would be the benefit of listening to the history and geography of that? You know that you are sitting here with Baba. Baba is the teacher and also the Satguru. The Father has come to grant everyone salvation. He will definitely take all souls back with him. Human beings say out of body consciousness that everything is going to turn to dust. They don't understand that the souls will depart and that the old bodies made of clay will then be destroyed. I, a soul, leave a body and take another one. This is my last birth in this world. Everyone is impure. No one can be eternally pure. There are definitely the stages of Sato Pradhan, Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. Those people say that all are forms of God, that God created his many forms for entertainment. Neither do they understand the account of anything, nor do they know the one who entertains. The Father sits here and explains the world history and geography to you. Each one's part in a play is separate. Each one's position is separate. Whatever position someone has, that is praised. The Father explains all of these things at the confluence age. The Golden Age's part is performed in the Golden Age. These things will not exist there. This knowledge of the world cycle turns around in your intellects here. Your name is Spinners of the Discus of Self-Realization. Lakshmi and Narayan are not given a discus of self-realization. The discus belongs to this time. Only souls reside in the incorporeal world. There is nothing in the subtle region. Animals, birds, etc., and human beings all exist here. They show peacocks, etc., in the Golden Age. There, they don't pull out the feathers of a peacock and wear them. They don't cause a peacock any pain there. They don't even pick up the feathers that have fallen off a peacock and put them in their crowns. No. Those have been shown in the crown falsely. There, everything is beautiful. There is no name or trace of anything dirty. There is nothing there at the sight of which you would feel dislike. Here you feel dislike. There, even animals don't experience pain. The Golden Age is first class. The very name is heaven, the new world. Here in this old world, even buildings collapse in the rains and people die. When earthquakes take place, everyone gets buried under the ground and dies. In the Golden Age, there will be very few people, and then the number of them will grow. First, there will be the Sun Dynasty. When the world becomes 25% old, it will be called the Moon Dynasty. The Golden Age lasts for 1,250 years. It is a 100% new world. The deities rule there. Many of you forget these things. The kingdom has to be established. You mustn't have heart failure. It is a matter of making effort. The Father inspires all of you children equally to make effort. You are establishing heaven on earth for yourselves. Examine yourselves to see what you will become. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And the essence for Dharana, 1. At this most elevated age, study the study to become deities of heaven and make yourself worthy. Do not have heart failure, become disheartened, over your efforts. 2. Each actor in this unlimited play has his own individual part and position. Each one receives respect according to his position. Understand all of these secrets. Churn the world history and geography and become a spinner of the discus of self-realization. Blessing. May you be a truly loving, beloved soul who observes every elevated direction, Srimat, of the Father. The children who are constantly merged in this love for the One Father. They love every word spoken by the Father and their questions finish. The foundation of Brahman birth is love. The loving, beloved souls do not experience any difficulty in observing the Father's Srimat. Because of their love, they constantly have enthusiasm for whatever Baba says. They think that it is personally for them and that they have to do it. Loving souls have big hearts, and so for them, every big thing also becomes small. Slogan. To have a sensitive feeling about anything is a sign of failure. Abhyak signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. In order to experience the volcanic stage, keep the fire of your remembrance constantly ignited. The easy way to do this is constantly to consider yourself to be a charioteer and a detached observer. You, the soul, are the charioteer of your chariot. This awareness will detach you from your body and any type of body consciousness. By considering yourself to be a charioteer, you can control all your physical organs. Even your subtle powers of your mind, intellect, and sanskars remain in order. Om Shanti.